Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
Can I see Barbie with you guys?
No.
I was thinking I want to see Barbie.
Yeah, of course you can.
Sucks. My wife.
You'll get arrested trying to watch Barbie.
Yeah,
I feel.
They're going to think you're going to go in there just to jerk off.
Yeah. Alone. You've got to dress up as Ken.
One for Barbie.
Yeah, you have to. Go. All right, fine. We'll go, but we all dress up as Ken.
Yeah.
Deal.
Wink, wink.
No, my wife's going to see it tonight, and I want to go alone.
Yeah, I'll go with you next week. I'll go with you next week.
I went by myself, and it was the most uncomfortable I've ever been in a movie by myself. I was the only guy there that wasn't gay or with another woman.
Well, any movie like alone is creepy. People,
I've grown so
you try not to look like a shooter. So I walk in like whistling.
Can't go on like an opening night.
No,
not of like the Joker.
I went
not. Well, yeah, if you're in Colorado,
I went to
awesome.
See.
Not for those kind of. So I went to a movie every day for tried to do it for a whole year last year. If you guys know about that, I did that thing for like.
Yep. Of course.
So how many days did you make it?
You should just say you, got, made, you went to a movie.
No, I did. April, I got sick. I got COVID. So, but I some of the movies I went to were like kids movies because the only thing that I hadn't seen yet, and like having to go buy a ticket for yourself to a kids movie is the it makes you feel like such a
that's
awful. That's good.
I would try to go at times when kids like were in school, and I would just try to be like, oh, it's so embarrassing. I'm like, yeah, one for How to Train a Dragon, please.
I honestly feel like at that point you have to buy two and just pretend like you're meeting someone inside.
That seems like a Dateline NBC like meetup. Why do you have two tickets for this movie?
But, I mean, the date stood me up.
Dragon wearing a 2XL plaid shirt.
My date had soccer.
You know me too well.
Couldn't make it. Okay, that's the start of episode 85 of the bracket.
No, Clemmer, you can come to Barbie with us, but we have to get a long overcoat, and we have to be on your shoulders and try to get in with one ticket.
That sounds like fun.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. That's the start of episode 85 of the bracket. Today we are debating the hottest professions. Last week's winner, Kate, could not be here today because she's moving. Instead, today we have the additions of Glennie Balls, obviously a guy who knows what's hot and what's not.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then we have Chris Clemmer, another guy who definitely knows what's hot and what's not.
Oh, yeah.
Clemmer, you'd be great at hosting Only Stands.
Only Stand? That's Glennie's show.
You want to sit in on an episode with me?
I'll be your sidekick.
I would actually love to have you sit in on
Yeah.
I would love to.
Amazing. Yeah.
I would love to. I
want
to have
whenever you want.
More people sitting on an episode. I would
yeah, that'll be cool.
On episode,
I would be honored to be your Andy Richter.
Friend. I got a few queens coming in soon. There's a girl coming in Thursday. If you want to hang out,
I will be in New Hampshire.
You're not allowed to speak. Though. You should just sit there and lick your lips. The entire
I'm not going
to
lick my lips. If you,
no, you can exhale too.
Yeah, into the mic. but yeah, today we have a big docket, a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. But first, let's hear about Game Time. Let's talk about Game Time, the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Created by fans, for fans, Game Time is a ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute tickets on to deals to sports, to concerts, to shows, and they guarantee the lowest price. There's a whole bunch of great summer events this year. We got MLB games, we got festival season, Drake, Morgan Wallen, Dead & Company, Mets, Yankees. Nick just went to Drake. He said he absolutely despised it. He's not a Drake. I didn't know any songs. It's possible, all that's possible, but through the Game Time app. The biggest last-minute price drops can be found through seats that you never thought you could buy. The purchase process takes literally just two taps and 10 seconds. Once you buy your tickets, they're delivered directly to your phone. No printer needed. The app also allows you to easily share tickets with friends via text so that you can get into the game seamlessly. We always talk about the example with darts where we had to have one guy sit there while 67 people sat there and like kind of scan them all in one by one on an app that came pre-game time. But now, it's so easy. Skip the hassle and enjoy the moment. Download the Game Time app and go to the website. Enter your email and redeem code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Thanks to Game Time. All right. Very first matchup of the day. Number 5 seed versus the number 12 seed. We're going to get a big debate that me and Tommy and others had out of the way pretty early. But first, number 5 seed is Bartender. Bartender, I think it's more specifically with guys. Guy bartenders, you could be
a gay boy.
Guy bartenders can be... You could still be ugly and be a very hot bartender.
It's very attractive women bartenders.
There are definitely attractive women bartenders.
I think this is one of the few professions where it's both that are usually pretty attractive.
Yeah.
But male bartenders could also be like subhuman, like cretins. But I've never seen a female bartender that's not good looking.
I agree.
And the position, I think, makes you more attractive too.
Yeah.
Excluding pubs.
Like pubs have been, no. Yeah,
that's a completely different ball.
Yeah, it's home. That's for the homely women only.
You think pub, like pub? What else? I feel like there's another type of alcohol venue where that also comes into play, but I can't. Other than a pub. But like hole in the walls in general.
Yeah, any dive bar.
Maybe hotels.
I feel like hotel bars got some hot.
This is a good submission.
Would you put ball girls on this as well?
That's got to be different, I think. Yeah,
that's different. Different beast.
Does that have an entry?
I was going to put it in the plane, but I decided against it the last minute. But
I think it should have.
I don't know about professions where they hire based on your attractiveness.
Yeah. I think that's cheating.
Yeah. That's going up against the number 12 seed realtors.
They have the best smiles.
I'll just say it, but I know we're not supposed to. This was my entry. It was the first one on my list to Ken Jack, and he was like laughing at me. And the whole office was like, what are you, crazy? Real estate agents are always hot.
I submitted this too. Who submitted it first?
You did.
Yes, mine.
Well, whatever.
Thank you for selling it.
I'm still fighting for it.
But, no, I agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when he submitted it, I was like, no. Because I worked in real estate since I was 16. 16 until this job. And 99% of the realtors I've ever met in my entire life have been ugly. And the ones you guys meet in the city are all young people that do real estate for 1 year and then leave.
No, even back home, realtors are typically good looking. They're up on billboards. Yeah. And the thing is, I don't want to belittle the profession at all. I'm sure it's very hard.
It must be so easy to get that job.
Also, do you need them to sell you the house, or do you just like the house or not? Like, what do they do to
facilitate? Yeah.
I think that if you went to a house and you had some like ugly like showing you it, it might subconsciously put it down,
huffing and puffing up the stairs.
I will say, I mean, I've bought a house. Has anyone else here bought a house?
Ooh, okay.
No, but like, there is a lot of paperwork that gets involved with it.
And they do a lot to help you.
Showing the house, that's the easy part. It's after that.
I'm talking about New York City realtors.
I see girls like 19 on Facebook who just rebrand as realtors.
They're content creators now. Yeah. So I was like, oh, here's a day. Spend a day with me in the West Village going to this apartment. Yeah.
Like, we've also seen some films where like realtors will try and sell your house and then they just fuck you.
Some films? Yeah.
You talking about porn?
You talking about porno.
Yes. Like that
well, porn.
That just being a subgenre of porn.
Yeah, you're right.
That speaks to how hot the realtor is.
It really does. He makes a great point.
Yeah. They have porn of every profession, though.
No way.
No, they don't.
A lot more
than they don't.
They're basically, they're salesmen at the end of the day. And
they have podcaster porn. They have
Ken Jack, let's unpack. So Ken Jack goes on this whole diatribe against them being hot. Everybody disagrees with them. And then he reveals, but my mom's a real estate agent.
Big mistake.
So that's why he's fighting so hard.
Say it as part of this whole thing. Like, again, this is the industry I worked in entirely before here. And I had an experience, as more experience than anyone here.
Is your mom bad as fuck? Well, it's your mom bad as fuck.
I have more experience than anyone here in real estate. And 99% of them were not. And especially if you were successful, you were 99% chance you were not attractive.
Unless you were throwing the pussy around.
It's very low. There is a porn that does realtors exclusively, but I forget what's the site name? I know
it's one of
you.
I see the title. I always think it's funny.
It's got like the blue and white house.
Yeah.
I just see it on Pornhub.
Fuck, do you know Gucci have it?
Look at that smile. Get in the mic.
What is it?
Smiling. Is it property something?
Yes.
Property.
Brother, that's property sex.
Property sex, yeah.
Arlie Dean.
All right. So bartender versus realtor. We'll start with you, KB.
We just talked about realtors, but a bartender is going to be tough to beat. Mm-hmm.
I always think Ken Jack set this up.
I'm thinking males too.
He literally did.
And mixing a drink, commanding the room, deciding who gets the drink. It makes it even harder.
And when they give you, okay, this one's on me.
Men do a great job. Some men are on TikTok just live streaming them bartend, and it works.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember? I forget what bar we went to. It might have been to Pioneers, I think we went to. And then you asked the fucking waitress or the bartender to make you a Moscow Mule. I don't know what the fuck she made you.
I'm bad. Yeah.
She made you. She put like.
Oh, she. That was disgusting.
She put like Sprite and simple syrup in a can. No alcohol.
That was unattractive. Yeah.
That one was also like 90, to be fair. Yeah. Okay, so one for bartenders. Tommy.
Even though it's not technically mine, I'm fighting for it still.
It's yours. I'll give it to you.
We'll share it.
You were too passionate about it.
Let's share it.
Mine was like my fifth submission.
It's real estate. I'm going.
You guys are
going
to split, by the way.
Actually, we should give it to Gooch.
Yeah,
for knowing property.
That was Thomas Jefferson's favorite thing, too.
Oh, that's really good.
What?
Oh, God damn it. Because he had sex with the slaves, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, that was good.
Thanks, man.
So I have a question about what we're actually doing here. Is this
yeah, welcome.
Is this like in general? Are we about to get real deep?
Is this like what there's more of, or what do you like more?
What do you think is the more attractive?
Overall,
what do you like
profession?
Seeing more?
The average one of these is the hottest.
Yeah. Would I rather be a hot realtor in my life or a hot bartender?
No, personal preference.
Yeah. Do you think the average bartender is hotter than the average realist?
Yes, exactly.
Or, yes.
That's not mine. I think if there's a hot bartender and a hot real estate agent, which is hotter to me, I guess.
Oh, I mean, this is
a ball game.
Yeah, there's
like what you're saying, the profession affects how hot they are.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
go with your heart.
Soul man bartenders that are awesome, but they're not hot. But I still like. I love hot bartenders. Obviously, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going what I prefer. I'm going hot bartender.
Hot bartender.
That's the beauty of this. Everybody can bring their own.
I'm going hot.
Exactly,
bartender.
Nick.
Bartender is such a position of power that has such a low entry point, right? Like usually, it's like. Film producer or attorney that has like this power level, but bartenders have this insane command of the room, and that's sexy.
It is,
they man or
the
woman.
Confidence. They maybe it's delusional, but
you just sit there and wait like a bitch
they
while they
just
tend
don't.
The
they when they just completely
you have
ignore
money,
me.
You have money in your hand, standing there, and they're ignoring you.
There's a science to it that's hot, and making a good drink, or if they recommend something and it's awesome, I'll go bartender.
Another for bartender, Glamour.
No, I think you set this up because you knew.
Thank God I didn't submit real estate.
Bartender was a great one, and you're like, all right, I'm going to throw realtor to the side because
I mean, everyone above bartender is also really good. It's just a five seed. It's not even that.
I have to say bartender, but I'll be damned if realtor is not a hell of an answer.
Bartender, Jay.
Bartender is smoke and mirrors. Bars typically have dim lighting.
Literal, like smoking.
Yes. Real estate agent, like you're going there broad daylight. A lot of times there's gross, like not super clean house or, you know, unsightly things that you're going to see. Maybe see a rat or a cockroach, something like that. Realtors, super. The peak, I mean, we're talking.
You're getting
top level.
I'm switching.
Level porn.
I'm switching real estate agents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I've never seen a bartender on a billboard.
The other thing, too, is I've never seen a realtor when I was drunk.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah, they could be on fair. A whole
Wait,
other
you?
Level. They could be on a bench.
So you've just never seen a realtor?
I've only seen a realtor drunk a couple times.
All right. Wait, so
did that just switch? Did you all switch?
I'm going realtor.
All right. Realtor.
Realtor, realtor. And you're sticking with realtor?
Yeah. Shay convinced me.
Fucking realtor's going to move on.
How could we kick out bartenders?
I know.
It's that was kind of wild.
Yeah. That was
yeah. Oh, fuck.
I'll give you guys one last chance.
No.
I was thinking bartender is the number one.
I'm going to give you guys one last chance. You want to think it over?
There's a lot of bartenders that just aren't hot.
There are. Now that I'm thinking.
Also, sometimes again, I'm getting like annoyed with the bartender.
I'm ignored constantly.
You get ignored by the realtor, believe me.
What if hot's not about looks? What if it's about a great old bartender's personality?
It's about the looks.
It's hottest.
It could be hot, too.
Hottest, yeah. But again, it depends on how you're judging this. And we're thinking like what percentage. Like the job does make, I think, a bartender significantly hotter.
Did the host of Only Stands just tell us looks aren't everything?
Yeah, that was insane.
Imagine her opening a dishwasher. Oh, it's a dishwasher. That's pretty
hot. It's in a porn.
Rudy got a video from his realtor showing his apartment, and her face isn't in it. And it was like a really hot video of her walking around just describing the things.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're sticking with the realtor, sticking with the realtor.
Yeah.
And the realtor is going to at least pretend. Realtors, I feel like, are like strippers where they pretend to like you and you convince yourself like, wow, she actually liked me.
Yeah.
But it's like they're just trying to sell you an apartment.
Bartenders literally do that.
I feel like bartenders are way more rude sometimes.
Some bartenders don't act as well.
They'll just be like, fucking take the drink.
If you're a good-looking bartender not in a packed bar where you're just drinking, they are literally flirting with you to get a bigger tip.
That's also part of like the bartenders are doing this for so many hours, so many different customers. Like the realtor, you're one of three showings they're doing that day.
But
They
might be too long. Should I read the text with my realtor, Craig?
Oh, man.
Absolutely you should. I run it.
Yeah.
I want to see it so long. Bad. Craig.
What are you talking about with Craig?
Craig.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
a few months ago, me and my roommate were looking for apartments, and we just really hit it off with this older guy. He was like 50. But anytime we went there, he gave us the most attention. Like, he would stop and be like, oh, Tom's here. Tom, come on in. And he wasn't like a stool or anything. Mm-hmm. And like, whenever someone would call him, he would like look at us while he was on the phone. He'd be like, oh my God, like on and on. Like, they go. Like, he couldn't be bothered with anyone but us. So we developed a rapport. Hadn't talked to him in a few months, but me and my roommate were in Montauk. We saw the place he worked, the company, sent him a picture and said, Craig, saw us out in Montauk, had to take a pic, hope you're doing well, just got this 50 million year old shark tooth necklace, Tom and Rob, pre-war joke, guys, because yeah. I said to him, he was like, it's a pre-war building. I said, which war? And he laughed, and then he remembered it the next time where he said, oh, you guys are the pre-war joke guys.
Nice.
He responded, LMFAO, pre-war. What's up, Tom? Currently in Cape Cod. Did you catch the shark yourself? LMFAO, kidding. He goes on and on. Great to hear from you guys. Even if we want to hear from you for future places, me, LMFAO, well-deserved vacation for you. We'll hit you up if you want to grab dinner and talk shop. Have a great rest of your trip. Absolutely. Let's grab a drink when we get back. And then I started sending him a picture of me. He said, LMFAO, you guys look like you're having zero fun. Enjoy the rest of your trip. Then he sent me a picture of Jaws 2 and said, and this is my night, LOL. Girlfriend wants to watch all the Jaws movies on the Cape. And I said, LMAO, of fucking course. Hope she's at least giving you some Jaws later if you catch my drift.
What?
All right.
He said, yeah, right, LOL. Have some shots for me.
Oh,
and that
God.
Was it. But me and Craig, he's awesome. I'm the most dudes rock guy of all time.
Was either of your realtors hot?
No.
No?
No.
No, mine's a dude. I mean,
it's a friend of mine.
Right? Well, is it a hot dude?
Jesus, you guys are both dudes.
Yeah. It's a guy. It's a friend of mine. It's a guy, yeah. I mean, he's,
was he an attractive man?
I don't think he's...
I'm willing to say...
Average.
I think the average female realtor is hotter than the average female bartender.
Yeah. No. Just the age difference alone is
there's
wild.
A lot of old.
You should be. You're not allowed
alcoholic.
To talk during this because you're mom.
Well, no, but I worked at a different company, like a totally different.
What's your mom?
This that gross was... ass company. What company?
It's the same, but based on your description of that company, I think it was the same company.
Show a picture of your mom. Let's decide.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Always.
Let's see if she's bad.
Anyway, realtor's going to move on. Now
is
we have
Ken Jack's mom bad as fuck.
With 4 versus 13, the 4 is. And you had this, Tommy. Oh, and I'll take
this. Oh! Is that on
cam? Did they catch that?
Wow.
No way.
Oh, no.
They didn't catch it.
Fuck.
Damn.
For those that can't, I guess nobody will see it, Tommy dropped it.
Right, it almost caught it.
Almost caught it. It was sick.
So close.
They got that. They got that the drop.
So close.
They got the drop.
God damn it.
Now we have the number 4 versus the 13, the 4 seed. And this goes, we were talking about like the it shouldn't be professions that.
Oh,
I've seen that coming.
He spilled it everywhere. we were talking about how it shouldn't be professions where they explicitly hire attractive people. But I think in this case, when we were originally making this list, it wasn't what we were looking for. So models is going to be on here. I think models is going to lose.
I think models are mostly ugly.
Yeah, models, a lot of them are too skinny.
Yeah.
Did you see that one the other night? Sheesh.
What? Yeah.
What about it? What about sheesh? No. Go on.
I mean,
that's something you're into?
The one in the green, yes.
Zatweet? Oh, I'm going to have to check out Zaw's Twitter.
Was that polarizing?
I don't see how.
Right.
Yes. So that's going up against the number 13 seed. I think with the first option that both at least me and Gooch thought of, which is energy drink girls.
Oh my God.
Red Bull girls.
Hamina.
Bang energy girls.
Oh. On the green I've seen. Yeah, she's beautiful. She's a beautiful queen.
So just think about that when you think energy drink girls. I'm thinking more specifically Bang energy and Red Bull girls. But I don't know.
I'm thinking with the Red Bull girls on campus with the cars and the backpacks.
I was at a festival like last month and there was a Monster tent.
Monster might not.
That was
you.
Did you
pitch a monster tent?
Yeah. That's right.
Monster tent. Congratulations.
I don't know what that meant, but it was not.
Monster tent.
A boner, dude.
Boner.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I didn't get that from everybody. I could have, but he was a beautiful woman.
I could have at any time.
She was a beautiful woman, one of them. That's a fact, yeah.
I feel like these are variants of bottle girls.
Yeah.
They're stupid as hell. Talk to them. Yeah.
Are they all dumb?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever dated a fucking Red Bull girl?
Oh, he wishes.
No.
Jay. Models versus energy drink girls.
So this is all models, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, most models are, like, size zero, like, rail thin, weird look. So that's going to be a very low seed for me. So, I mean, energy drink, that's, I feel like that's an extremely strong one seed. So, energy drink.
One for the energy drink girls, Clemmer.
Yeah, I think these both should have asterisks. Like, I think these are both professions hired based on looks, obviously, models. So I'm going to give it to models to defend my skinny people. I will say, though, moving forward in this competition, I think both of these hopefully will be excommunicated quickly. I
mean, to be fair, we didn't know that was the role when we were...
Yeah, I kind of just said that.
Yeah.
You're starting, yeah. Nick?
I think models are more unique looking than hot. And if a model or beautiful, there's a big difference between beautiful and hot.
Yeah.
There's never been a beautiful energy drink girl. They're all just hot.
Right.
Energy drink
girl. Energy drink girl. Glennie?
Yeah, I think in this, I think it's fair to go traditional model. Like Steven said, think about traditional models. If you're going all the types of models, like technically OnlyFans models are models. If we're going that, I would be picking models, but we're not. In my brain, I'm going traditional energy drink girls. Energy drink girls by a billion. They're one of a kind.
I feel like Glennie, yeah. Nick, and Kai would know the answer best to this. If you were to give two traits to a woman that I like, what would you say?
Blonde titties.
Big tits.
And guess who has more of those energy drink girls? Like, yeah, that's almost the picturesque energy drink girl model. They could be skinny and foreign and shit. No. Blonde hair, big boobs.
Dude, you're so unique. Your tastes are strange.
Yeah, I know. I like blonde hair.
Yes, titties.
Massive tits.
Like impractical titties, which would be the funniest show of all time.
Maybe.
This crew, I'm not going to let you guys talk down on models. The answer is models.
Models?
Wow, I thought you were going the other way.
Models.
Models. I would have thought you'd be like the number. For some reason, in my head,
What models are you thinking of? Like the runway?
I'm thinking of like historic, tall New York models.
Yeah, even like 90s heroin chic. Like none of it's
Hey,
really.
Moss?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Didn't do it. But like,
I'm trying to think of a hotter profession.
Victoria's Secret Angels, for sure.
Right. Other models
Playboy
could be
models,
not
sure.
That hot. It's like, oh, they have this weird beauty about them.
Yeah.
Energy drink girls are just hot.
Yeah, there's no uniqueness about these girls.
Got you. So yeah, there's a difference between beautiful and hot. And
sure. Oh, yeah.
Then the energy drink girl.
Every time I see an energy drink girl, I say to myself, why is she an energy drink girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think she should be?
Yeah, what do you want? Do you want to be a doctor?
No, I'm saying
you should be a doctor.
What was it?
Oh, okay.
Is that a pyramid scheme? Why were they doing that?
I have no idea. Why didn't they have only like Red Bull hunks? Like, imagine them.
I bet you they did.
Ooh, that's a good question. I'll have to give that a Google later.
You Googling Red Bull hunks?
I mean, it's kind of stupid to drink a drink because a girl's hot, right?
No, it's not. That's like the principle of every advertising campaign.
I know, but like...
The principle of really doing anything is because girls are hot.
But like women, I don't know, would fall for the same trap, if you will.
Well, yeah, the girls wouldn't.
But I bet you...
That's why you don't have Red Bull hunks.
Besides Celsius are probably dominated by men.
If I don't imagine.
I'm Googling Red Bull girls. They look like... They went extinct.
What about Bang Energy girls are still kicking?
I saw a Monster Girl 3 weeks ago.
I think you guys have rose-colored glasses.
Look at Bang Energy girls.
I think the Red Bull made them look hotter.
I'm just telling you, man.
Those old caffeine eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like I had my caffeine goggles on last night. Look up next to a Red Bull girl.
Oh, fuck.
Energy drink girl is going to move on.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Now we have the number 8 seed. I combined two in here because they're not part of a bigger, broader category, I guess. Pro skateboarders and surfers. Pro surfers.
What? Yeah. Guys.
Pro guys.
Oh, all right, guys.
Even girls.
Yeah, I forgot about guys.
Yeah. I mean, pro girl surfers are very hot, aren't they?
Some aren't symmetrical.
Yeah. a little bit. But Pro Surfers and Pro Skateboarders going up against number 9 seed. A couple of different people submitted this. Pharmaceutical technicians.
A couple people did that?
Three people submitted it.
Why do you look so guilty over there? Why do you look so mischievous?
Multiple people submitted it. You can't look at anyone specifically. Multiple people had it. So pharma techs versus the professional skaters and surfboarders. Kyle.
Are male skateboarders hot or is the act hot?
Well, again, this goes back to what we're saying.
I think it's like, the hottest thing a guy can do.
Professionally skateboard?
Is skateboard well.
Yeah.
I think that skateboarder guys is a type of hot, like a Pete Davidson hot, but I think that most guys that look like that can't actually skateboard. I think the ones that actually skateboard well aren't that hot.
Think of pro skaters. Like, they have a cool aura about them.
It's something, yeah.
Style is cool.
And hotness can extend to aura, correct?
Sure.
I'm going to go skateboarders.
You're ignoring surfers.
Oh, surfers. Oh, surfers is in this?
They're part of
skateboarders.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, best skateboarder. I'm just trying to see who the best skateboarders of 20.
Nyjah Houston.
Best ones are like 13, I think.
Yeah, they're younger now.
Mm. Oh, that's not what I was looking at.
Best at it. The hottest.
Yeah.
Not the hot.
Okay, so one for the skaters and surfers. Tommy?
I'm going pharmaceutical techs. I think there's a lot of pretty pharmaceutical tech girls out there. I feel like it's a classic girl job. Oh, I'm going to be.
These are the girls at like CVS and Rite Aid giving you the pills? Or
yeah, kind of.
I was thinking.
Kind of that. Or they go to pharmacy. Or I'm also picturing like.
A pharmaceutical rep?
To be honest, I'm picturing Megan Fox in New Girl.
She was a rep, right?
Yeah, she was. You could say pharma rep and tech.
Rep sounds hotter than tech.
So yeah. Pharma reps in the sales world, that's the best job you can have money-wise.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should we include both? Should we pharma tech and rep?
Yeah. Pharmaceuticals.
Pharma girl.
Pharmaceuticals. Yeah. And it's hard for me to get past how hot she was in New Girl, so I'm going with pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals?
I don't really know many good-looking pharmaceutical techs, personally.
Megan Fox
and New Girl, but I don't know many surfers or pro skaters either, but I do know surfers in general. Male surfers are a hot bunch.
They're the prize.
An ugly surfer. They're pretty handsome, so I'm going to go with the surfers.
Mm-hmm. Another one for the surfers and skaters.
They're tan. They got the salt-sprayed hair. Bodies are good. It's...
The chill vibe.
So chill. There's an element of danger to it.
Wetsuits.
Yeah. Yeah. And then skateboarders, like, just a good accessory. Baggy. Their style's cool. It's that.
I want to hear the most ridiculous, not ridiculous thing just that happened to me recently. Last time we were in LA for a Sunday conversation, Kelsey had a, was getting tattoos from a guy during the Plan B show, project verified. Yeah, yeah. He was getting tattoos. She was getting tattoos from a guy they had for the show. So then we had to go back just to get it touched up, just like one of those quick like poke tattoos. So we all went back there, me, her, and Tom Mullins, just to get it touched up when we were in LA. This surfer guy, beautiful dude, such a chill vibe. Had his little like garage apartment in Venice Beach. We went to surfboards on the wall. This whole map of LA on the wall. All these chill vibes. Then he's a surfer and has a t-shirt company and is a part-time tattoo artist.
Come on.
I was just like, this guy.
Come on.
Hottest man in the world.
This is ridiculous. Yep. He had the long hair.
Come on.
It was unbelievable. And in this like cute little garage apartment in Venice, I was like, this guy's fake.
Like blown away by how hot this man is.
Just everything he did. He just had such chill vibes thing. Like you guys won't. It was very annoying.
That'll be Jeff a year from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff D, long ass hair.
His first thing he pictured.
Clever.
I'm gonna go with the pharma rep. I think they're a pharmaceutical technician. I think that's a good one. It's a more attractive occupation than most. You walk into the CVS.
You definitely go there a lot too.
I don't have a lot of pills. I've never really been sick.
Wow,
that's almost impossible.
I don't really ever get sick. Think about how often you've seen me. You
about how old he would have been taken out by now.
Yeah, sure.
Like, got sick a lot.
Oh, I mean, I guess I said earlier I had COVID, but even that wasn't too bad. But I don't really get sick.
Doesn't hold a candle to the bubonic plague.
If you can survive
that,
you're smooth sailing. So yeah, I'm gonna go with a pharmaceutical person.
Jay,
does this include snowboarders? Because like Chloe can't.
I feel like we have to. Yeah,
boarders.
Yeah, yeah. Boarders in general.
So, I mean, it's got to be that. I mean, pretty much their profession is working on their abs, right? Yeah. Like doing core exercises. So, yeah, I would have to say that.
All right, so the skaters and surfers are going to move on, and snowboarders now. Now we have the number 1 seed versus the 16 seed Chan. We can do the Chan first. First option is movie producer if you really want the part. That's from Nick.
What the fuck?
No, we're in Chan. Chan, you tell who it is. Those Dead Sea Mall kiosk women.
Wait, what? Dead? Oh, the salts and stuff, the potions.
They would rub the. They would sell you the Dead Sea mud for your skin.
Yeah,
and they would. They're always from like Greece, and they're just there.
They don't have a story like the kiosk thing.
Oh, I mean, I showed you that video of the woman that was selling the nail buffer.
Oh yeah, you know what video I watched a lot of? This ShamWow guy.
Oh yeah, you like him?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
The guy that went to jail?
No,
that's different.
Vince.
ASMR thing.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't get it.
Yeah, and would not. Sideline reporters. I'm not going to say who submitted that one.
That's probably a good one.
Yeah.
ShamWow guy? The guy that... I got called that a lot when he was popular.
You do kind of look like him.
Yeah, people said that, yeah.
If you had blonde hair, yeah.
He has kind of like the same frantic, like, annoying voice, too.
It's not
yeah.
ShamWow. It's called Magic Shami. Your Magic Shami.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about that guy. Yeah.
ShamWow guy did go to jail for something bad.
Prostitute bit his tongue.
Why did he go to jail?
He was soliciting a prostitute.
Yeah, that's fair. It wasn't as bad as I thought. I thought it'd be something worse. To be
biting the tongue is worse.
Tongue kissing a prostitute's the first thing. That's the biggest no-no.
I know, but you shouldn't bite someone's tongue. That hurts them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, prostitution's a victimless crime.
Okay.
Yeah. Strippers, Tommy included. I didn't think that should be on the main 16.
I mean,
I think it very well could be.
You think
strippers strippers are hot. But I mean, if we're doing like you're not hired off looks, obviously.
I think the average stripper is not hot.
There's a wide range.
A lot of strippers.
Yeah. Hugely wide range on both genders. It is weird. Next was chefs, which I included. Girls like chefs a lot now.
Yeah.
It's a position that makes you win.
Chefs know it.
Chef
too.
Donnie is a hot, hot guy.
Yeah.
Skydives.
Tommy also included just regular porn star.
Regular porn. I mean, I don't know. Porn stars are hot. God.
Another wide range. Dancers. That was one from Twitter. Dancers, I think, yes and no. Lifeguards, also up there. But that also falls kind of underneath the surfer-ish kind of thing, but it's a totally different thing.
That's different.
So different.
I've never met an ugly lifeguard, I don't think. Not that I can imagine.
They're all in high school, though.
Yeah, they're young as fuck.
Oh, shit.
Talking about in high school, bro.
When I was in eighth grade, I was obsessed with lifeguards.
Oh, me too.
The fetish,
same thing.
Because of that movie,
Sandlot.
Oh, because there was a hot lifeguard.
Mine was because of their physical attractions. Everybody's a movie dork. Mine was because of their bodies.
Tommy put interior designer.
Yeah,
I think that's right. I think he's correct on
that. That's always just gay men.
No, the women.
No. I feel like interior designers are usually attractive. I think there's just something psychological to that of you're not going to have someone ugly tell you what looks good like in a home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fair.
I think he's right about that. So among those, which one do you guys want to go up against our one seed? Let's start with you, KB. Again,
read through.
Read them.
The options are movie producer if you really want the part, those Dead Sea Mall kiosk women, sideline reporters, strippers, chefs, porn star, dancer, lifeguard, interior designer.
We're going chefs for the men.
Chefs for the men. One for the chefs. Tommy?
I'm going sideline reporters. I mean, I think that they're always hot girls. They're just Erin Andrews. I mean, I don't want to just list all of them. But
name more.
Name people of color
back in the day. Yeah. Pam Oliver, met her. There's others.
You had a list. You guys challenged them and he beat you.
Yeah, no, it's good.
And square. Funny.
I'm going to go strippers. They're very traditionally hot, obviously. If you always think of strippers, you think of a beautiful woman. But like we said, I don't think this is a category that should be omitted because there's a lot of strippers out there. There's strippers that work at 11 in Miami and there's strippers that work at the Smoky Bear in
1 p.m.
Topeka, Kansas. So, yeah. There's a wide range.
See
I think
if
it
that's
should
real.
There was always a bear themed strip club by my house growing up. So I always said if I opened up a strip club, I want it to be called like the Smoky Bear or something.
Smoky Bear,
that's good.
But I'm gonna go stripper.
The first one I went to, the first strip club I went to was Atlantic City. It was dark.
Bear Exposure.
Yeah,
it's my favorite strip club in the country.
Then it couldn't have been that because this one was so bad.
Amazing. No phones. BYOB.
Beer place next door.
Oh, that might have actually been it because we were not allowed to have anything.
I mean, there's just no good strip clubs in America. Strip clubs suck. Mm. But that's my favorite in America.
Oh, okay. Wait, do you have a good favorite abroad?
Montreal.
Downtown Montreal.
Bringing Montreal
is a different story.
You ever been to any in Tampa?
I've been to 2001
Houston
Space
is
Odyssey.
The number one spot. No?
Odyssey. Tampa is actually the strip club capital of the country.
Really? I always thought Houston
Mons Venus, 2001 Odyssey.
They're all space themed?
I don't know why, but they're just top two.
We might have a new dozen niche category.
Yeah.
they're just strip clubs, though. There's nothing special about them. The only strip club I do kind of enjoy is Bear Exposure.
Me and my buddies went to Interstellar last night.
Yeah.
Blast. So one for strippers, Nick.
I dated a stripper for years, and That's not true. I want to sound like a rock star.
I think we were all just waiting for the joke.
No, yeah. No. I
just believed it for a second.
I was hoping you guys would believe me for half a second.
Where he's going with this lie.
Damn, Nick's cool. Yeah, Glennie made a good point. They're all high school with lifeguards. But I just remember being so attracted to lifeguards when I was a boy.
The ones on the slide, they would get the worst harassment from me and the boys.
I was such a shy little boy, but me on the top of the slide, I was
like, yo, devil. Yeah.
I would intentionally like lose my tube and shoot it over the
always.
Yeah. What were the others? I'm sorry.
Movie producer, a Dead Sea Mall kiosk woman, sideline reporter, strippers, chefs, porn star.
Oh, it's chefs, but yeah, I think more men. Giada, those is hot too.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, if you asked me this 25 years ago, I would have said lifeguard. Like, I mean, I used to drive my bike by the lake just so I could get a glimpse of the lifeguard, and I turn around and go the other way. Like, oh my god, I can.
Why wouldn't you just go to the lake?
Sometimes I would, but sometimes I wouldn't. Like, if I was just on my way to like my buddy's house, I'd be like, oh my god, the lifeguard Marcy's there, and I would like drive by and I'd drive by again.
Such a lifeguard.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
You also couldn't access
like
girls
the
online,
70s,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Somebody find her.
Barbara's on duty today.
I would say it's got to be chefs. Chefs. But like I said, for the guys, like there's so many good looking guy chefs.
Mm-hmm. Jay?
Sideline reporters. I mean, these people are being paid to be on TV. This is almost unfair because they're at least partially hired because of their looks. They certainly have to have a knowledge of medical stuff in the game and that type of thing. But, I mean, Aaron Andrews. Come on.
I know. Yeah. I have a feeling that.
Reporters got to have medical, got to have knowledge of medical stuff.
I mean, at least a little bit. Like, no, like ACLs and stuff like
that. Isn't that just relate to them?
Yeah, I don't think
they have.
Like, I don't think there's a lot of going on. I think it's
medical background.
I think you would know more than me. I've never heard of that.
Mm. I'm interested now. I mean, I don't doubt you because you're
I'm
more.
Not saying they're going to medical school, but
I think they,
like,
know,
they know.
They know
like,
as much of it as any of us do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
Okay, so Chefs is going to move on. It's going up against our number one seed. We'll just say fitness people. So this will include yoga instructors,
ooh,
Peloton instructors,
oh my,
personal
yeah,
trainers.
Yeah.
And I just realized I put this under the, this should have been under the chain. I fucked this up for you, Nick. Pirates, real or Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah. This should have been under the chain. My bad.
Specifically real.
Yeah.
Real pirates, dude.
They're like Somali.
Yeah, now they're real pirates.
Now they're
Somali men.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe if that's what you're into. I was thinking like swashbucklers.
Yeah.
So, yoga instructors, Peloton instructors, personal trainers.
Okay, anything. There are pirates in that.
Pirates will be included underneath it. So that's going up against chefs. Che.
So I actually went on a pirate cruise last week with my kids. I wouldn't classify the of age pirates as hot.
So the underage one.
What a choice of words.
No, I'm only talking about that
but
one.
You should right see out. The kid one.
Jesus Christ,
you
the other
started it like that.
Bad phrasing.
Never mind. I mean, anything with Peloton instructors in there, I mean, come on. I mean, the hottest people walk on the planet, pretty much. So Peloton instructors or
exercise people.
I was definitely gonna say chefs, but then I think pirates, like Andy Van Slyke, that's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
What is pirates under?
I guess he forgot to put it in the chain. Okay. It's under.
Yeah. I'm gonna stick with chefs. So it's a tough call with the Van Slyke element.
There was that pirate Simon Porn. What was it called?
Something's Revenge.
Oh, something of
Stagnetti's?
The sea, or Stagnetti's Revenge.
Yeah. Right. So I mean, that is, there is a subgenre of porn. For
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
For at least for Simon,
there is definitely one for fitness instructors too. To be fair.
Oh yeah.
Nick.
Every woman loved Jason Kendall.
He was insane.
He was a pirate.
Good looking guy.
Yeah.
Chokehold on Northern Appalachia.
My God, he could have had any woman he wanted there. He didn't want any, I'd imagine, but not any. I didn't know the hype around Peloton instructors until I saw a TikTok of like people trying to get this one girl to say like funny names with the and she, like just the way she'd roll her eyes and it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Peloton instructors.
You're sitting in this room when a Peloton instructor walked by and you.
I just said, gasp. Who is that? I didn't gasp. I said, who is that? And you're like, oh, you're horny as fuck. No, I just asked who that was. I thought it was a famous person.
Also genderless. The male ones are as hot as the women.
Oh, for sure.
Time I've seen them. Lady Balls.
You know what? I'm going to go with this one on how I on my take on what hot people are. Most of the time, fitness people I know or have met, I haven't met many, they're duds.
Ooh. They're duds.
I agree completely.
And I will say, chefs, many of the chefs I know are fucking awesome. They're great dudes, funny, cool dudes. And I think a lot of they get a lot of chicks because their chicks love chefs. Something about them. Something about chefs. I'm going to go chefs.
Chefs.
What is funny about that?
You just you don't know a lot of fitness instructors, but you know a lot of chefs.
Fair point.
You know more chefs than fitness people.
I didn't even think about it.
And the ones he knows are duds.
Holy shit,
Tommy.
I actually think fitness instructors is an overrated one. I think a lot of the women are too strong. I don't like strong women with muscles. Like that's disgusting to me. But I also am not crazy about the chef, so I'm going with the fitness instructors just because it also includes pirates.
Does include pirates? KB? It's 3-2 in favor of fitness instructors right now.
I'm kind of with Glennie. It's not like they're bad, but they kind of they don't meet. Something about it is not attractive.
Okay. It's a tough call.
Chefs.
Chefs it is. We're tied up. Reed and Gooch, where are you going? Fitness instructors or chefs? Oh, they're in a debate.
We're going to go fitness instructor.
Fitness instructors. Going to move on. Before we get into the second half, let's talk about Roan. All right, let's talk about Roan apparel. There's so many pains with finding what to wear. There's some stuff that's uncomfortable. It's tight, never your size, difficulty putting pieces together. And plus, as guys, if you're a little bit on the chunkier side, bad titty shirts, they just ruin your whole life. Men's closets were due for a radical reinvention when Roan has stepped up to that challenge. Roan's Commuter Collection is the most comfortable, breathable, and flexible set of products known to man, and here's why. They help you get ready for any occasion with the Commuter Collection, which offers the world's most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, and polos. You never have to worry about what to wear when you have the Roan Commuter Collection. Their comfortable four-way stretch fabric provides breathability, which is great now in the summer when it's getting really gross, and flexibility that leaves you free to enjoy what life throws your way for your commute, your 18 hours of golf, anything you need. And it's time to feel confident without the hassle. With their wrinkle release technology, wrinkles disappear as you stretch and wear the products. It's that easy, which is something that is so helpful because so many goddamn clothes these days just wrinkle the second they're out of your goddamn dryer. And the Roan that we've gotten, it's been amazing. I just love it. I wear it almost every other day. Super, super breathable, which has been, again, in the summer, especially in New York City, you're just walking through trash bag air. It's disgusting. Roan has made it significantly easier. We love them over here at LCBN at the Bracket. Commuter Collection, get you through any workday and straight into whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/lights and use promo code lights to get 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to rhone.com/lights and use code lights. It's time to find your corner office comfort.
Great guy.
He's a great dude, and also it's a great company. First matchup, 6 versus the 11. A lot of people had the 6 in different sort of forms. Dental hygienist, a lot of people had. And that's going up against the number 11 seed, Firefighter. Well, firefighters are traditionally very hot job.
Yeah.
The calendars, all that shit, not a lot of baggage.
The number 1 male stripper probably costume as well.
Yeah, and it has less baggage than the cop costume.
Yeah, it does.
Significantly less.
This is our clearest, like, male versus female battle.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Like, dental hygienists are women. Firefighters are men.
Yes. So dental hygienist versus firefighter. KB.
It's dental hygienist. I'm not elaborating. It's a tough thing to... This bracket is tough to elaborate on without sounding...
But maybe they're cleaning your teeth out a little and their boob rubs against
them. Yeah.
That's exactly what you were trying to elaborate with. Yeah. Okay. Tommy?
Yeah. It's got to be the dental hygienist. I mean, and I really don't like going to the dentist. I was going to say, but if I'm seeing a dental hygienist, it means I'm at the dentist. But I'm seeing a firefighter, it means my house is on fire. So given a choice of the two, I'll go dental hygienist.
Dental hygienist.
I got to go firefighter here. Two of my dad's best friends are firefighters, known them my whole life. Great guys. Both very good-looking dudes. They're like, and knowing they run into fires for a living, there's something hot about that.
Danger,
I get why girls would like firefighters. You know what's also interesting that just popped in my brain? As a 26-year-old, I don't, you could, I guess, maybe you too, Tommy. We're both from New York. Do you know any firefighters?
I do not either.
My uncle was one, and my dad's my friend's our dad.
Age. You guys?
Oh, our age?
Yeah. Like,
oh no, I don't.
You guys sit near one?
Oh yeah, but I'm trying to think of other like Long Island people.
Yeah. I mean,
who's like the new crop? Not from Long Island, like a Gen Z firefighter?
He's not from Long Island, or I think Glennie means like our peer, like people who went to high school or college.
Right? Like yeah, like people our age. I don't know a firefighter.
Yeah, I don't know.
I definitely
not one.
Yeah,
my age.
Like, I don't know anyone that I went to high school with that went on to become.
It's interesting thought. I've never actually thought about that.
Someone I went to college with did.
Mm. Oh, you're
probably founded the FDNY.
Yeah. Very innovative man. Be kind.
He's Prometheus. All right, so you're gonna go with the dental hygienist, or are you going with the firefighter? 3-2-1 in favor of hygienist. Nick,
yeah, Glennie sold the bravery part pretty well. That's hot.
Danger too,
you know, and saving a kitten or children. It's brave. It's dental hygienist. I'm shy. Like when they, I'm embarrassed to like have a cavity. Like I'd let them down. They are, I think, like the new flight attendant. Like that's where that archetype of woman went. I'm gonna go firefighter.
Firefighter?
Yeah, I think firefighter. I mean, I've met two women firefighters. Both were attractive.
Mm.
I don't know if I've ever met a male.
Assuming they were a couple.
Dental hygienist? No, they were not. No, wrong. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever met a male dental hygienist. If I have, he wasn't very attractive or memorable. So I think the inverse. So you know, if the same is right for male and female, then you have to go the other way. So I'm gonna go firefighter.
Firefighter.
That makes any sense.
Jay?
Dental hygienists, I think, are very hot. I even think, like, if you get a female, like, that's pretty hot. So, like, women, like, touching your face.
See, that's why I'm not.
You're not expecting. Having their hands in your mouth is so intimate, too.
I never, ever make eye contact. Intentionally avoid eye contact as much as possible when I get my teeth cleaned. Like, they're, like, right here staring at you, and I'm trying to look.
Teeth cleaning has to be the least intimate touching there could be.
Yeah. Oh no, having your hands in your mouth is just.
But I
know it's not sexual, but like the as far as having your hands in your openings of any kind, that's pretty big in your mouth.
I got my head stapled once. That was the reason.
Wait, what?
I split my head open.
Is this Rankin's?
I did it like 10 years ago. I split my head open in the subway.
I know exactly who your doctor was.
What'd you do? You fell on a subway, you said?
No, I did this. I was drunk and I was. And I was
a Tuesday afternoon.
It was Saturday night. And I was walking my dogs and with my first wife. And I'm like, hey, the dogs pooped. I'm going to go run down and throw the poop in the subway, like trash, because there was no trash in our block. I have the unlimited pass, so I went unlimited pass, and I threw my trash, and then I do this thing sometimes where I'm gonna like I throw something and I just kind of do a little bounce, like I do. And I start running. You guys do
that? What? No.
A little hop thing. Like just like a little hop to get you start running.
I don't do that. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I just like do a little hopping to start running sometimes. If I'm like just and when I did it, I hit a metal bracket that's like keeps the wires on the subway, like a metal, and I immediately in my mind I thought the whole world collapsed. I thought that, I just went like dark. And meanwhile, my wife and dogs are waiting up top in the subway. And when I came to, I did this, I patted my head, and it was all blood. I'm like, oh. So then I go up the stairs, and I say to my wife's like, where have you been? I'm like, I don't know, I just fell down. I'm like, she's like, you were gone for 5 minutes. I'm like, she's like, a train came by. So people must have walked over me.
I thought you were going to say like 5 hours.
And I'm like, 5 minutes? As we were walking back to the apartment, I guess I was like kind of speaking gibberish. Like I wasn't really making any sense. And then she's like, and when we got back in the house, she cleaned it up and I had like two flaps of skin right here.
Whoa.
So then we got into a cab and I had to get my head stapled.
Holy shit.
And I begged. So I just started a new job. And I told the guy when I went in, I'm like, whatever it takes, I don't care. You cannot shave my head. Because, like, imagine me as I look with a big bald patch right here. It was right in the middle of my head, right here. I can still feel the lump. And I'm like, that cannot happen. And I had staples in my head for, like, I don't know, like a month or, like, 3 weeks. And then I had to go back and have them taken out.
Jesus.
What? How did we get on that?
Yeah. Don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I don't remember what we're on.
Yeah, what is this?
East, dental hygienist.
East
hygienist.
Intimate touching.
Yeah, fair.
Yep. Stapling head flap.
So, sorry, Che, were you picking the dental hygienist?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, we're tied up. Reed and Gooch again. You decide. Dental hygienist versus firefighter.
We're going to go with the hygienist.
And the hygienist going to move on. Next.
They're such basic bitches in there.
Whoa.
Called out the
really are, both of you guys. Yeah.
Next up, we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed, now I love this one so much. It is some fake marketing job. Every hot girl has some job like this. Oh, it's so right. And that's
they always post them celebrating some sort of like number.
They're
always,
Yeah.
Big on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Love LinkedIn. And that's going up against the number 14 seed, bank tellers.
Huh.
I didn't agree, but they needed something on the list. I didn't agree. They needed something on the list, so I put it on there.
Who's they?
I'm not saying. We're not.
The people that work at like Wells Fargo.
You're saying this?
No, this is a weak pick.
Their submissions were so bad
that this one had to be the one.
One.
Yeah,
it's me. Of course, you guys are all coming out to me.
This is a horrible pick.
I'll fight to the death.
This might be the worst.
No,
one
dude, go to any
tellers are
no.
a hot,
no.
hot girl. Any
absolutely.
You guys go to the wrong bank.
I picture men usually for bank.
They're old.
Female bank tellers.
No, they are not. They're the equivalent of a DMV worker.
No bullshit.
They are.
That is a lie.
It's not a hot job, though. You know what I mean?
It is a hot job.
How?
Bank? No.
They're giving you money on top of it, and they're also
your own money.
But they're attractive. I think that's crazy. I've had a lot of like, you know, a lot of good-looking women at bank tellers.
This might just be a fetish.
Yeah, you might just have the hots for bank tellers.
Maybe I do.
You get like a dum dum pop after sex or something.
I thought this was a. I thought this was this is not universal.
There definitely has to be a porno site in the bank.
I don't know if there is.
Been to banks in 6 states.
It's true, he has.
Exactly 6.
Yeah. I've been to banks in a lot of states, too, and I've had a lot of luck with bank tellers.
Never been, yeah.
Really? You've
like, fucked them?
No. A lot of
every time.
No, I've never fucked a bank teller. No, a lot of luck seeing attractive bank tellers.
Okay.
Okay, well, I
money,
believe
any luck?
You, I guess.
There's a porn star named Bank Teller, apparently.
Oh, what's up now,
that's
fuckers?
That is pretty conclusive.
Rihanna Banks gets her tight ass fucked. No.
No, that's not really Bank Teller.
Let me see Bank Teller theme.
What about just bank porn?
Bank robbery?
Bank robbery. I feel like that the attraction teller, there is the robbery.
Hot Bank Teller flashing.
What's that one?
It's Hot Bank Teller flashing here.
Is that like...
Think of the movie The Town. They robbed the bank. That girl's attractive. It's not crazy that she's there.
It's a movie.
Mary I know, but you're not like, what the fuck is happening? If they went into a pawn
shop. Bank robbers were hot, too.
If they went into a pawn shop, you'd be like, oh, why? That doesn't make sense. That attractive girl's up and it works at a pawn shop. It doesn't make any sense. It makes sense in the bank.
You got nothing?
No. If you Google image sexy bank teller, it's the same woman 50 times. Yeah. One of them.
I really thought this was universal. I didn't think this was even a reach.
No,
this is exactly why I included it. Okay, so now the bank teller's going up against that fake marketing job girl. Jay.
Fake marketing job girl is always like the girl that gets some job at a school. She didn't have great grades or anything like that, but is career focused, has this company you've never heard of, doing something you think is important.
Now, this is
posting
universal.
About a lot. Marketing girl. I think that's a strong pick.
One for marketing girl?
No, it's bank teller.
Ew. Ugh.
Bank tellers.
It's definitely marketing girl. They fucking love their job, or at least are pretending to. And they're all so good at it, I guess.
Yeah, they're always getting
presenting
at least
milestones
at least
left
say
and
that
right.
They are.
Mm-hmm. It's nuts.
How far they've came in the last 3 years.
What a lot of conferences.
Would have told me 3 years ago.
I mean, there's a lot of lanyards involved with this girl. You know, is that universal?
They'll go and ring like a bell or something. It's odd. And they always have like their manager's always like a guy that's...
Clearly wants to fuck
every single one of them.
Yeah. Sleaziest looking.
Yeah, it's sleaziest dude. Yeah. I'm picturing him now.
Yeah, it's marketing girl.
Marketing girl, Glennie?
Gotta be bank teller. No, it's marketing.
Gotta be bank teller.
You guys even said sleazy. Look at the words you guys use. You don't say those words about bank tellers.
We're talking about the guy that hires them.
Marketing girl is the default job for a hot girl who has a quote-unquote real job. Like, if they're not, whatever, stripper, nurse. If we're talking like a business world job, if a girl's hot, she's in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Fake marketing girl again.
Yeah, this is an incredible pick.
Mm-hmm. Really
Thank
good
you.
One.
Thank you.
Sorry to Clemmer, bank teller, not going to win.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Now we have the 7 seed versus the 10. The 7 seed, another one with a couple people putting it in, nannies. But nannies is one where it's almost like lifeguards, where it might be an age thing. Or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a great one.
We could sub
I think
in.
It's the fantasy.
Yeah.
The fantasy. The nanny pick.
Should we sub it with one from the chain?
No, let's keep it in because I mean, I
multiple
get it.
Like famous people have fucked their nannies.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger, Jude Law.
Rob Lowe.
He had sex with his maid, Schwarzenegger, I believe. Rob Lowe did too, but that was also, he got like in huge trouble for that, did he not?
Well, of course, yeah.
Not like.
Anything
like,
we know about these.
Robin Williams.
Like legal, yeah.
Robin Williams fucked his nanny.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so let's include it. So we'll keep that, and that's up against the number 10 seed, pro athletes. And I can say, because we had a bit of a discussion about this earlier, we can pick the specific sport.
I think if I had to pick the big, well, I mean, I guess you'd go hockey. In my head, I was thinking baseball players.
Same.
Like guys in baseball pants, I feel like is always such a thing.
But girls love hockey players.
So, I think it's baseball
the hottest players. I think hockey is the hottest players.
Yeah, I think all four big four sports.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of every hot athlete, like, they're known for maybe being hot more than they are for being good at their sport.
Yeah.
It's like Jimmy Garoppolo football. Like
NBA.
Eric Decker. NBA's got plenty.
Reed, who's the hottest guy in the NBA right now?
Oh, Kelly Oubre.
Most would say, Kelly Oubre. I was thinking Devin Booker. I hear a lot of.
Devin Booker's dating one of the Kardashians.
Clarkson. Do people like Clarkson?
Jordan Clarkson?
No. I think I actually looked up this list one time, hottest NBA players.
I'd say it's Kelly Oubre.
Yeah.
What's hotter, like the Pro Four, like major sports, or Olympic athletes?
Pro Four.
What?
Yeah, by far.
No, they're more popular, without a doubt.
I thought you were going to say like a singer popular. Or something.
No, Olympic sports are...
I mean, the gymnasts, I guess, are hot.
You put an NBA player up against a swimmer.
Swimmer guys.
Like Sean White is. He crosses borders with like two different picks here, so he would have been up there. Let's say we could pick a sport. Which one would you guys want?
Probably hockey players.
Hockey.
Yeah, we'll go hockey.
Yeah.
Ask Gia.
Gia.
Yeah, she can't hear shit. This is like the one room in this entire fucking office that's actually soundproof. So we'll just say blanket pro athlete for now. So KB, pro athlete versus nanny.
I don't know about the nanny game. Mm-hmm. Anything about it.
Never had a nanny.
I'll go hockey.
Yeah. Hockey?
I'm picturing an older foreign, athlete. Very old.
An au pair. Yeah.
I think part of the nanny is the fantasy. It's like a porn thing, but yeah. I feel like if we're talking actually on average, there's a lot of old, gross nannies. So I'll go pro athlete, whatever.
There's also a lot of hockey. Young ones, like right out of college, looking for a job in the big city.
Yep. Yeah. Glenny?
There's also a lot of ugly pro athletes, don't get me wrong. There's
very true.
We're talking about hockey. You know how many of the ugly like Russian dudes there are that play hockey?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with pro athlete. I mean, you just think pro athlete, obviously, you think hot. Like if I was allowed to use bravery for FDNY, I could use just that you play a professional sport for pro athlete.
Pro athlete?
Yeah, like the sense of dread you get if like you see that a pro athlete follows your girl or a girl you're interested in.
Yeah, Glenny just comes back with a terrifying.
It's what a horrible feeling that is. Tommy, if there's like a girl you're interested in and like fucking...
Oh. There's one that...
just...
That me and Tommy have both talked to that. It's like, yeah, I hung out with Noah Syndergaard once.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, we know what that means.
But like, Tommy, like you were trying to DM Alex Earl and you just saw Braxton Berrios. Like,
they're on another level. But a lot of them are boring.
Yeah.
They are boring.
Yeah, but so are you, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I'm fucking awesome. I'm a blogger.
We're talking about this before.
I mean that with my whole heart.
If we were to do ugliest professions, like blogger and podcaster,
you would
like right there.
Yes, dude.
Clemmer?
I'm going to go with Nanny. I think the sports is kind of cheating again because, they're using their... athleticism is going to help them be hotter.
Mm-hmm. But like being hot is not a job qualification.
No, that's true.
I mean, wrestling is one of the most demanding sports, and they're ugly as hell.
Yeah. Who was that girl? Remember that girl?
Are you
in France?
A 10 in the wrestling community?
I don't. No, but
he wants to say yes.
He does want to say yes.
I'm thinking there. No,
someone that has looked up like almost every opponent you faced for using him.
The faces in the game are bad.
Yeah, faces are very and
some of the worst faces I've ever seen. There's nothing more depressing than weigh-ins when you're like sucked down and everyone is just the fact that they're so ugly makes it worse.
There was one guy I remember you showed me. I think it was from one of your high school tournaments. He's the most heinous
dude.
He's like condensed into like this tall.
Oh yeah,
human, and he's just like, God damn.
They forgot the whole shift when they scaled them down.
Yeah, like literally that's what they look like. It's so funny.
It might have been like the New York Times just did a piece where they just did portrait shots of wrestlers after their matches. And and it's the grossest thing. I'm going to look it up.
I'm going to go nanny.
You're a nanny, Jay?
I mean, if we're talking pro athletes, like tennis players, volleyball players, smoking hot.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like their job is...
I'm just think of men. Just like... You don't have to be this harshly heterosexual.
I don't know what that many baseball players look like, or I don't know what any hockey players look like.
I think
football.
Tom Brady.
That's one guy. There are plenty of ugly
Antonio
people.
Brown's handsome.
You're Bonnie Bernard.
He did fart in that guy's face. That was very funny. Disrespectful.
I mean, it's athlete either way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we can disagree on whatever sports.
So athletes can move on in the last matchup of the day. Number 2 seed versus 15 seed. 2 seed, we could just say like musician as blanket for like, think like a rock star or like something like that. Like it's I don't want to like narrow it down.
There's
to something.
A lot of uggos in that.
A lot. Plenty, but it's something that definitely helps.
Oh my god, hideous faces.
Oh.
Did you just Google wrestler? Oh, is that
New Yorker did a piece where they did portrait shots.
Good god.
And the musicians are going up against the number 15 seed Hooters Girls.
Oh.
Hooters Girls. I wasn't going to say who did it. I wasn't going to say who submitted it.
I turned around and the Chase Elliott thing was right behind me. It's the first thing I saw.
So
I don't hate that pick at all.
Not terrible. Jay,
they fit one of your two boxes.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of them sometimes both. Do, yeah.
Musicians versus Hooters Girls.
I mean, this is unfair. Hooters Girls in a landslide. There are a lot of ugly musicians.
How many times have you been to Hooters?
Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Go on.
What a ricochet.
How many times have I been to Hooters? I don't know. Not that many. A dozen. Less than
that. Name more ugly male musicians. I want to know your definitive list.
Lead singer Sugar Ray.
Handsome. Universally handsome.
Guy. Musicians is a great pick.
Mark McGrath?
Yes.
Yeah, he is traditionally thought of.
He was a hot guy when
Sugar Ray
was singer Crazy Town.
Yeah, he was.
Shifty Shell Shock.
How the fuck did you know that?
But then again.
Oh, because he used to collab with Paul Oakenfold on Starry Eyed Surprise.
Then again, an argument to Hooters as well is like if you're going there, when you went to Hooters, when you went to go back in the day, when you were in high school, 13, there was no one in the world hotter than Hooters Girl.
It's very true.
Yeah. I actually don't know if I've ever been to Hooters.
The food is legit. I good. Joke about the food is great.
I've had the food just from like ad deals here, and it was always good, but the I've never had the boobs.
Never had the boobs.
Dude, crazy.
So you're going to go with the Hooters Girls.
What movie do you think? Landslide. You think Hooters Girls?
I feel Daddy. Like,
yeah, okay.
Immediately.
Option.
Great bits. Jay, or sorry, Clemmer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with musicians. I think there's nothing like hotter than when a girl can like sing or play an instrument, something like that. Like when they go to the bar and like
do improv.
Well, I guess the track record speaks for itself there. But like you go to a bar and even like there's like a girl lead singer. It's like girls. Like, there's something about being able to sing or play an instrument. I don't know, for whatever reason like ratchets up.
Who's the Counting Crows dude that was not particularly attractive? But
Adam Duritz.
Adam Duritz is roster's guy. He's got a G roster.
Insane.
He had Prime, Cox, and Aniston.
Yeah.
Who else? Someone else?
He did.
Yeah, no, he did have Cameron Diaz.
This is
someone masked Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Known a writer too.
He has a crazy roster. Duritz.
His Riz is crazy.
Yeah, I got a good musicians, right?
Duritz Riz up.
And he was not an attractive man. I feel like that's.
I always thought he looked a little bit like Lin-Manuel.
Emmy Rossum.
Emmy Ross, Mary Louise Parker, Jesus. Ryder was his worst. Applegate?
Yeah. Dude.
Ryder's pretty good.
Christina Applegate, Mary Louise Parker, Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston, Winona Ryder.
Shabby.
I don't know who Monica Potter is, but sure, it's just fucking crazy.
You know who Monica Potter is? She was in, yeah, you do. If you look her up, you'd know her face. She's in a lot of movies.
Mrs. Potter's Lullaby? Oh, he wrote that about her. Never mind. That was the first thing that showed up. Along Came a Spider. Okay, yeah. Now we're in the zone, yeah.
What if someone could just Google you and get your hit list?
Get your date list?
Like you just did with whoever that dude is.
Adam Duritz, yeah.
Hmm. It wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
That would suck. Yeah. That's a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah. It would not be fun. For anyone at all.
It's like IMDb. It's like people who are also in that.
Yeah.
Fucking Rudy? My Girls would be like an Apatow movie. It's all the same guys.
It's like a movie 43 cast.
My Girls, pussy.
Nick, Hooters versus Musician.
It's definitely musician. Like if a guy can play guitar, like girls are into that. Look at John Mayer's. The girls.
Flea?
Yeah, probably. But he played bass. Yeah.
Flea, yeah.
Even Keith Richards. Flea. Like in the Rolling Stones. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, Flea could probably get any girl he wanted. Yeah. And his name's Flea. He's bald. He's short. Donnie Thornberry.
He's in the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
He's my favorite band. He's ugly.
Yeah, it's true.
But it doesn't matter. He's still hot.
We're talking. Okay.
It makes him incredibly talented.
Think of women singers.
I guarantee girls find him
confident.
Yeah.
Are you Fiona Apple? Doesn't do anything for you. I mean, go through the list of like really hot.
Hey, give a very yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it applies almost more to the men because they
definitely
like the
men is the one. Yeah.
Yeah, like the profession is so much of their hotness. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Being skilled at something is attractive.
Yes. Absolutely.
I feel like Steven thinks there should be the good-looking draft instead of the hot draft.
Yeah.
Because people could think normally hot people aren't hot. Like, yeah. Duritz is not a classically hot guy by any means, but he's got that riz.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Hot
so it's
profession.
Almost like, right.
Yeah.
Musicians.
Very hot profession.
But they're ugly, but because they're musicians, they crush. Okay. All right, fair.
Any?
Now that I'm sitting in here, I gave you Hooters off the top of my head. Now that I'm sitting in here, I've been thinking a little bit. I think this is in the category. I would have maybe said country singer as like one of the hottest professions. There's a lot of hot country singers.
Cross gender too, yeah.
Straight up, Morgan Wallen could get any girl he wants on the planet right now.
AC Musgraves.
AC Musgraves is so hot. Like,
who's that girl that's been like
Wake Shelton?
Wake Shelton's a good looking dude. What?
Some girl that's been like making
sexiest. Oh, Lainey Wilson.
Lainey Wilson, yeah.
I mean, Chase Rice is. I mean.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't think I'm trying to get with him now, but he's literally one of the hottest guys I've ever seen in my life. Like, there's a lot of hot musicians. And then on top of, you add in the Duritz effect, you add in the Duritz effect just there.
Yeah.
Dude, so I got to go musician. It's hard. It's going to be hard to be a musician because, like Clemmer's also been saying, there's both sides. There's guys and girls. Yeah.
Musician.
I wanted to go Hooters girls, but there is, like Clemmer said, a girl that could sing. I was at a karaoke place in L.A. last year, and these two girls sang Welcome to the Jungle. And when they were hitting, the way she hit it.
I didn't make that sound. You did.
There were like eight of them.
You made a look.
Jack made a sound and like it was like when somebody farts. It was like it was him.
You had a look. You had a look.
I was reacting to your sound.
My sound.
Yeah, it was primal.
It was.
Do it again.
Bringing like Roan Sass, Tom Mullins, or anyone that was there, and we were all in awe for 5 minutes. Like, oh my god! And then they left. You know. But Hooters girls boobs are so big. I'm going Hooters girls.
Hooters girls.
Lest we forget about the breasts.
Yeah.
Musicians. Hyper pop is the exception.
Yeah, those are all. Oh my god.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton. Huge tits.
Yeah. So musicians is going to move on. Now we can run through our playoffs. First, we have the energy drink girls versus the realtors. Starting with you, KB.
Realtors.
Realtors. You've turned against since seeing the Red Bull girls, I think.
They look like 2009.
But did you look up the Bang Energy
Myrtle
Girls?
Myrtle Beach. But I don't know about Bang.
Yeah, check out Bang Energy Girls. Am I right, Glenn?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I'm going to go Realtors, too. I mean, the energy drink girls, you don't see them as much. And I do think they are kind of hired because they are hot. Mm. More so than Realtors is a normal job, more or less, that just happens to have a lot of attractive people.
Yeah, I mean, I just see more energy girls than realtors. I'm definitely more energy girls. And speaking of that, if the blonde monster energy girl that was at Barefoot Music Festival last month possibly sees this, slide in.
Nick.
I hope something comes from that.
I would love
me too.
I don't think she will.
That'd be beautiful.
She was a beautiful woman. She was
a lovely story.
Yeah, she was a beautiful woman.
be a next level meet cute.
That would be a great meet.
Imagine telling your kids about that.
Yeah, she was a beautiful woman at the Barefoot Music Festival last month. She was amazing.
I'm going to go realtors. There's something about like the professional attire that's very sexy, mm-hmm. like the skirts and the or pants if you're a man. It's and they know their stats, just being able to list off square footage and this and that. Mm-hmm. Organization, it's hot.
Okay, yeah. Realtors?
Hmm? Yeah. Realtors, yeah, absolutely. Like just like you said, that look is hot. Like the button up and the skirt. It's just a good clean look. Let's go realtors.
Realtors, Jay.
So I'm in my mind I'm thinking Ken Jack's mom against a Red Bull girl.
But how are you picturing Ken Jack's mom?
Somewhat like him with no facial hair.
I was picturing Betty Boop.
Actually,
my mom's fucking Betty Boop.
If we're going animation, I think more like Betty Rubble.
Betty Rubble?
Which is a compliment. That's yeah. Much hotter than Wilma.
No comment.
Energy drink.
Energy drink. The realtor's going to move on.
he says with disdain.
Pure disdain. The fitness girl versus the skater surfer guys, Che, and boarders in general.
I feel like I haven't seen enough hot boarders.
Okay.
All of them.
And I'm just thinking about all the Peloton instructors. Mm-hmm. Men and women are insane. Exercise people.
Exercise people. Clemmer?
So since you guys added boarders, that means like ski bunnies, that kind of thing too? And like if you ever go... Well, I used to ski a lot.
Ski bunnies?
I was in ski club.
I said snow bunnies at first.
And like...
In ski club?
Yeah. And I lived in New Hampshire. Like it's not that rare. It's like you go every week and go skiing. And when the cold weather makes the girls like... have like rosy cheeks and like it's just something about it. It's like especially like blonde hair and like rosy. It's very attractive. I gotta go. The second you added snowboarders, and that's and going that direction.
One for the boarders.
So I've been trying to think of what my personal one seat is, and I thought it was going to be musicians, but they make a fuck ton of money. The boarders do it for the love of it. Mm. They get that natural. It's nothing fake. Their hair, their bodies. It's all because of they're just loving this one thing. They're super good at it. It's a cool culture around it, cool clothing, cool lingo, and everybody wants to be friends with them. It's hot. I'm going to go boarders.
Boarders?
I mean, I keep thinking, I've been saying how there's other things to hot, et cetera, et cetera. This seems like it's with the surfers, and surfers against the fit people, this seems like just straight up look off.
Mm-hmm.
So in this being a straight up look off, I'm going to go with the fit girls, the fit chicks.
Fit chicks?
Yeah, I got to go with the fit chicks.
And fellas?
Yeah, I don't love it, but I'm going with the fit people.
Same, yeah. I don't feel good about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The fitness people versus the boarders? It's 3-2 in favor of the fitness people right now.
Fitness versus boarders. This is including surfers.
Including surfers?
Boarders.
Boarders. We're tied again. Reed and Gooch going to have
comes vanilla ass Reed. Vanilla Reed.
Thinking.
Your mic's off.
I completely blanked. What was the higher seat again?
It is fitness chicks or fitness people.
That's right. I'm going to go with them.
God damn it, Reed.
God damn
it. Reed.
I think it's both genders. I think it's more quantity.
Or inequality? Yeah, equality, Reed.
Yeah.
Bland. You both. bland fuck.
I know.
So now.
It's a higher seat for
so
me.
Help me God if I catch you fucking a surfer. and I will.
fitness people versus the realtors.
Oh.
Start with you, KB.
If we're being honest, it is the fitness people. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Not into the outfits, the personalities.
Yoga pants?
Yoga instructors.
Yeah, I guess I don't know that. Yeah, yoga and Peloton much over the gym-based one.
Oh, yeah. No, gym-based I wasn't even thinking. They included, okay. But I don't...
Yeah, this that. Is... Yeah, I'm not... Who am yeah. I thinking? What am I thinking?
Yep.
But if we're going, as Glennie said, factoring in other levels of hot, like a girl that's super into fitness,
that is not I don't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Me
it's
either.
Fucking annoying. I'd rather a girl be able to, you know, tell me how many bedrooms are in the house without the fucking marble change my granite.
Oh,
nope, well, too late.
Fucking late.
Too late,
too late,
Mr. Vanilla. Wait, it's not that. Yeah, that was the last matchup.
Yeah,
so I'm going real estate. real estate agents.
Realtors, Glennie?
I think the stationary bike ones are a better, more classier.
And they're like,
I'd rather date a girl who's a real estate agent than if she's all in her.
Don't like make every post about, yeah, if they make every post of her.
Yeah, but the Peloton, like, chicks and dudes, like, talking you through it.
Why can't you just do that without posting about it?
What, Peloton instructors?
They do, people like that?
I don't know, you would know better than me, Che.
It's like, always like their whole thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to,
if your
post
job
your
is
job actually, on social right. media.
Well, it's part of like getting more people to sign up for your class.
I think those rules apply to only you and Nick. Outside of that, everyone has to post
about constantly self promote. it's very true. Glennie, sorry.
So what is it? It's the fit chicks against the realtors.
Fitness people versus the realtors.
I think it was interesting that realtors and bartenders started this off because I think a reason that we both, like I said, the reason we find both of them so hot is because they are trying to get money from us. So they're flirting with us most of the time. I personally never had a realtor, so I don't really know any hot realtors. So just off that default, I don't like how I think you guys are overrating how hot realtors are. It's because they're trying to get you to buy a house from them. I'm going to go with the fit chicks.
Fit chicks?
Folks.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with like Peloton instructors here, but I just don't feel good about it. I'm just afraid. We had a bracket where like marinara sauce won. Yeah,
this one gets into the championship.
Ugh,
I hope whatever is coming out from the other side fucking humbles it.
This reminds me of when marinara sauce won the bracket for best.
Oh yeah,
that was a bad time.
We all looked around. And said, how the hell did that happen?
I still have no fucking.
It
was like for best condiment.
Best
condiment,
sauce. I think
sauce was that it.
Best sauce. Condiment.
Yeah.
We were like the Young Turks when Trump won. It's impossible.
How the fuck did this happen?
Crunch the numbers again.
Come on, the
I imagine dating a real. If we're going dating, is great because they can make their own schedule. Like realtors have a lot going on. That you guys, I'm going realtor again. I'm holding the line. Yeah. I'm sure I might die in this hill, but
I'm dying with you.
3-2 in favor of the fitness.
I said I don't. I see like one every 2 years.
On that token, like realtors are working weekends. They're working at night.
That's true.
So
weekends are dead. Like you cannot hang out on the weekends.
I think fitness lighthouse keepers
also work weekends.
That's true. Events. Yeah.
For like an
probably
hour.
Even,
we're crazy
even
early mornings.
For like an hour.
Like most of fitness is 9 to 5 in the day. Or like
really?
Early morning. Personal trainers do it.
People
night,
work out day? Not during
yeah,
the
yeah, but I'm saying
they're
early,
probably like 5 a.m.
Let me not say 9 to 5. I'll say like during the week. But like realtors, like 90% of your job is completed on the weekends. Like almost all of it.
I just hate that Ken Jackson get his way with getting realtors.
I know. That's frustrating too.
No, I'm going fitness instructors.
Mm-hmm. Fitness.
Wait, what, is this the semis or
it's
what?
To get into the finals.
So fitness people are now in the finals.
Yeah. They cannot win.
Guys, come
well, make sure
unless
that,
they deserve to win.
We know what's going to win. I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to. I know what's going to win.
I think
about
I'm excited
the,
for the showdown, though, before the final. That's going to be an interesting one.
Girls with the fake marketing jobs versus the hygienists, dental hygienists. Che.
I think dentists are pretty hot. And dental hygienists especially. Dental hygienists are almost always hotter than the dentist.
Well, they're
significantly younger.
Almost always.
And the hygienist is a young girl, typically.
Yeah. Not always. Some dental hygienists are like...
All my dentists have been women, but they're always older women. And the hygienist is usually a younger woman.
I've had hygienists that were like older, like moms around town. Mm. But I'm still going to go with dental hygienist.
Dental hygienist?
Yeah, it's meant you guys... mentioned this like when their boob just gets you same thing with like when you're getting your hair when you're getting your hair cut like the same kind of thing. I was surprised that wasn't on the list.
Oh, when the barber hits my neck with that fucking hot towel. I don't know if
that's pretty good
thing.
Talk more about how when the boob just kind of gets you.
It just grazes you.
Yeah, when it is great. Yeah,
like you know you cut.
You don't need to stand.
And no stand give it a stand.
I saw you reaching for that. Don't.
Yeah, they don't want to know. I'm getting mixed messages. Now I feel self-conscious about
it. I want to see the boob. Can you even imitate a boob graze?
I was going to.
Oh, wait. Yeah, imitate.
No,
a
no. You
I'm in the wrong here. I'm an asshole.
Yes.
I'm going to do the cutting the hair.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Cutting the hair and the boob gets you.
Oh.
The boob.
Yeah, this is kind of hot, dude.
There's nothing like feeling an accidental titty through a scrub.
See?
No, that's not true.
Two in favor of the hygienist.
Hygienist versus what?
Fake marketing girl.
Oh, that. That's like, yeah, they're beautiful. They're stunning. Mm-hmm.
Fake marketing girl.
I'd say every 5 dates I go on, 4 of them say, oh, yeah, I do marketing for insert company, and then I have to pretend to listen to whatever they do all day. It's like they act like – it's like you all do the same fucking thing. You send a few
– emails by the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I work for like Gluberox. KB.
Yeah, the dental hygienist is a strong pick though, but marketing.
Mm-hmm. Marketing's going to move on. Next matchup is the musician versus the pro athlete.
So this is the final in my mind.
Under the hot girl with marketing girls. It's unbelievable.
I'm going with history, and musicians do better.
Musicians do better. Tommy?
I'm going to go musicians because I think it's more both sexes. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's a lot more hot athlete men than there are hot athlete women. Ooh. I think.
There's just probably more athlete men.
Yeah, that's also
like percentage-wise.
And think about what's sexier. Like, professional athletes have more lowlights than highlights.
I think a musician girl is hotter. If I was picking a woman and she had to be a pro athlete or a musician, I think the musician is hotter.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So I'll go with the musician.
Who's the top single pro athlete right now?
Like in the entire world?
Odell Beckham.
Burrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you're talking about. He has a girlfriend, I think.
Any pro athlete?
Tom Brady. Unmarried.
Tom Brady.
That's actually a good one. So Tom Brady, you're a beautiful 26-year-old girl, beautiful chick. You're a fan of whatever, just pop culture. You get DMs from Tom Brady and Drake. Who are you going on the date?
Drake.
I think Drake easily. But that's also an age. I feel like
I'm just saying like the top okay. of each profession. Who gets
even like Joe Burrow or Drake though? You're probably still going.
What about Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah.
Or Drake?
If it's like Messi or Drake, I think Drake's still getting it.
I actually had this exact debate way back in the day. Really? I was like Drake or Ronaldo. And I think I'm pretty positive I was on the Drake side.
I think the musician just when you're like that top musician, you get it. I am also interested if there was a we're gonna throw in another one. I know it's not on the thing, just for the sake of the argument. We throw in movie star. There's like a top movie star. Who do you think gets the girl? Leo.
Actor should have made this.
You think Leo tops Drake?
Yeah,
Leo over Drake.
I think Drake tops Leo.
I think it's I close. Think I think Leo probably
it depends
tops.
On the type.
Very close.
I think Leo tops Drake.
That's actually a funny image.
Either way, I'm going hotter at the tip of each game. I'm going musician.
Musician.
Also, if she's 26, she ain't getting a DM from Leo.
Yeah, that's also true.
You know what I mean, though. Just the top of each profession.
So I think musicians have an edge here because athletes probably don't have great personalities. Musicians have to feel and perform. You know, it's a bit more social of a career. Think of Prince, man. Prince was 5'2". Just kind of feminine and was like the number one.
More winning than anyone.
Yeah.
Basically. More than like Genghis Khan.
Yeah. Prince was the gang. Just if Genghis Khan had a guitar.
Of consensual sex.
Yeah. He's the Genghis Khan of consensual sex. Yeah.
That's good. It's a good.
I love. We'll award him that posthumously. Musician.
Musician.
Yeah. Musician. Absolutely.
Musician.
Yeah. I think Glennie's told me with the argument about Drake DM. Musician. Yeah.
I think right now, like Drake and Morgan Wallen, they're getting anybody over any athlete.
So, musician versus fake marketing girl, Che.
Musician.
Musician?
Oh, musician.
Easily.
There are ugly musicians. Flea.
Mark McGrath.
Who are more ugly musicians, though? I'm trying to think of some.
Fred Durst.
I mean,
Anthony Kiedis.
I mean, Keith Richards.
Yeah. Iggy Pop.
He's like 90 years old. Like,
the old ones, yeah.
Morgan Wallen seems like a cool guy, but I'm sure he wouldn't be doing what he does.
Not great looking.
Sexually.
Who was the bass player in Limp Bizkit? All dude, dark hair.
Looking right at KB, and I feel like KB would know for some reason.
I know.
Oh,
damn. Don't know the bass.
That guy's very ugly.
I mean, the Limp Bizkit guy himself.
Fred Durst.
Yeah, Fred Durst could be.
A lot of dudes in rock bands are hideously ugly.
Yeah.
But either way, I mean, like we're just saying, though, what they do just makes them fucking hot.
Yeah, it is inherently hot what they do.
Yeah,
People memorizing words you wrote and screaming them to you.
And then you go to a concert and you hear people doing it.
Throwing bras at you.
Even like your guy. Oh. Like, we both like Billy Joel a lot. Billy Joel got Christy Brinkley.
Billy, there was a time when Billy Joel was in a
that's
bar.
That's the case closed right there.
Billy Joel had Whitney Houston, Christy Brinkley, and fucking, what is the other chick's name from Friends, the Australian one? I'm blanking out right now.
Friends?
She was in Friends. I'm blanking out.
Lisa Kudrow, Courtney Cox?
She was Australian. She was on Friends for a few seasons. He used to date her. I can't believe I'm blanking out on her name. Oh my God. She was an Australian model.
Billy Joel isn't a looker. I'm sorry, Glennie.
I think if you take every fake marketing girl, and you assign them 1 to 10.
Oh, wow.
And you get an average look score. That look score is going to be higher than if you do that for every musician.
Physically, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, there's something hot about being a musician.
Absolutely.
Fair. I guess when I was doing this, I was thinking of, like, what is just the hot, like, stereotypically hot.
Forgot about that. Yeah, Billy Joel, 5'6", from Long Island, was fucking Danielle McPherson. So, yeah.
Married Christie Brinkley, the hottest woman in the world at
that time.
The hottest
yeah.
woman ever.
That's yeah. telling right there. Was he bald at the time?
He was thinning.
No, he was
definitely thinning.
In his day.
Was he?
Not a fox.
If you watch the Uptown Girl video, you see kind of when they're, and like, they have no business being together. But it works because you believe it because he's so great.
Exactly.
Charismatic. Just people rock out.
Two for the musician.
Yeah, musician.
Musician. Lenny.
Musician.
Another for the musician.
I got to be up early. I have this 8 a.m. thing. You don't get it. You don't. You know. You don't get it. Your job's so different. Like
yeah.
just, the amount of times I've heard that from these fake marketing girls, as if they're fucking.
Wait, why are you saying they have to get up so early? Are you trying to have them come back to yours?
Yeah. What is that? What is that running, scenario?
Oh no, I can't. I have to get up early.
They're running. They act like they're running now. Oh, it's just so hard. Like yeah, I get. We're not fucking exactly rocket scientists, but you're. What are you, fake marketing girl?
Mm-hmm.
But they are hot. So yeah. I'm going to die on the fake marketing girl hill.
Fake marketing girl.
Get
fake marketing guy
out
also
of here.
Exists.
Tommy, I bet you're just like, there's
out.
Anything I could do to help. But here, I'll get yeah. you coffee.
Oh, that sounds so hard, but you got to send that email. Oh, no.
Fake marketing guy also exists, I think, in greater numbers than we realized.
Oh, I'm even thinking back to college, like all the hot girls. Oh, I'm majoring in marketing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Cutco kid. Like the vector marketing kit. Or
Kyle, did you sell Cutco knives?
I did for a couple days.
Yeah. Mm. No, I bought them too often. They always worked on me. They like cut a penny in half.
We had a girl go to our house twice, and my mom went twice.
Same one. My parents, my mom always felt bad and bought them.
Mm. It was awful. 2 days I did it. Awful.
How many pennies did you cut in half?
Yeah, like about five.
Yeah.
That was their big thing. That was like the closer. It was the penny thing.
It was the Japanese brand that did the tomato, right? What was it?
Oh, I don't know. Ginsu.
Ginsu, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I only did Cutco.
Okay, so we have the fitness girls versus the musicians. KB,
oh,
fine for now.
Get
final.
Them.
There we go.
UGA, Austin, PA. Get them out of here.
Musicians.
Musicians. Two for musicians. Musicians.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Musicians.
Your number one is a Peloton girl.
It is. That was his submission.
Peloton girl was on my list.
It was your. No.
Like your number one in real life. That your number one crush.
No.
Oh.
But still, I'm gonna stick up for the Peloton. Sorry, it's over. But.
Peloton. Stick up with the Peloton girl. Yeah. Well, the winner of episode 85 of the bracket is the musician, which was Nick's.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. I think you're the first one from the OG, like the actual cast. That's one other than me.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Episode 85.
Yeah,
oh, yes. That feels good. I forgot I submitted it.
Yeah. So that's the winner. Thank you to Glennie.
Who was fitness?
Fitness girl was Jay. I attributed it to Jay. He was the first one to have like that category. The person with the most on this list, by the way, by far, like almost half of the submissions were from Tommy. He didn't come close.
Tommy knows hot.
He did.
No hot.
No, I'm saying half the ones that made it there, but like out of the ones that made the finals, you had one in the final four. You had two in.
Had real estate eight? Well, I guess Nick too. Yeah. Whatever. Ones that were on my list.
Yeah.
No, I wrote this list in like 5 minutes too.
It was very quick. You sat down, you sent me the list in like 2 seconds. But yeah, thank you to Clemmer and for Glennie for joining in. Nick gets to pick the topic next week.
Yep.
Ooh, where are you going to go with it?
Fattest women.
And that's the episode.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't like actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.